Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the On The Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Sorry about that, guys. We had a little bit of a mic delay coming in. All right. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thank God for another day of being here. We are definitely having some tension going on. We are a little less than 3 hours now away from finding out whether or not our government will be shutting down. And that is going to be tonight's topic. However, let's get our shout-outs out the way. Let me first start off, before I go to our regular sponsors, that I would like to make a special shout-out to the Payomatic team out in Springfield Gardens, Queens, New York, Janina in particular, Luana, a few others that are out there. All of you are the most outstanding workers when it comes to dealing with the long lines and the angry customers. You guys have been awesome, and you never get our money wrong either. So thank you very much for that. Now, to Barry Mason, our show's consultant, a wonderful individual, the formerly of 98.7 KISS FM Radio in New York, currently with isoradio.com. You can hear Barry do his thing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m. and on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. When he's not on the radio, he is helping you spread the joy with these R&B events out here in New York as the CEO of Track One Entertainment Company. As you all know, the latest event that he has done was on September 18th, featuring a surprise guest visit from the group Allure and a new up-and-coming R&B group sensation, Aluminum. Three young ladies spreading gospel positivity and some absolute wonderful encouragement to other teens out there. I want to thank my team, to Lady Diamond, Elaine Yeves, and Monster Miles. Those two have been 190% in your corner at all times. They're constantly out there working with the community, trying to get sports for you and topics and spreading out the last of the art. So I want to thank every one of you. I want to thank Mr. Sherrod Tighe, one of the most positive men I know out there trying to spread some empowerment through crowdfunding, financial resources for those that are in the minority community trying to start an entrepreneurship. These people give you a really, really good chance and your foot in the door really well, and cost you nothing to sign up with them and post your project. To Deacon Zeddy Williams, who we've been missing on the panel for quite a bit of time. He's going through a little something with his family at the moment, but he's also an advocate for everything that we are trying to do on the show, promoting the youth and promoting community communication gaps. We're trying to bridge those in there and help spread some positivity. So until then, you guys coming back on the show, thank you very much for all your input and contributions. All right, tonight we are going to be speaking on the government shutdown. Is this threat a necessary move due to legitimate concerns about Obamacare, or is it just another example of political blackmail between the parties trying to get their way? Now, I personally am having my nails being bitten down to the nail beds because I don't know where this is going to go, and I'm sure all of you are out there. But when we come back from our early commercial break, we will get this discussion started, and I will ask all of you who have anything to say to call in at 347-327-9967. If you want to say something but you don't want to be on the air, you can go into our chat room. Just look for the link on Facebook, and you will see it. And we can all be involved with this conversation because this affects every single one of us. And, of course, appropriate to the situation, to the entire political mess that's going on up there, I'm going out with Mr. Jadakiss and the song Why.
Survive.
I'm so glad.
As it relates to across America. Survive to now get on. We should have got this.
Dead real. Yo, why is Jadakiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. Going down, why they selling people CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my homies ain't get that cake? Why is the brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you was stacking instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that raw? Why? Take that flight. Why my homie D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting brothers get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do rappers lie in 85% of their rhyme? Why a brother always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through in the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard, even though it's almost over? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you could sell in the streets? Why say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why? Let a white man pop her to get an Oscar. Why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curve with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young brothers is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug, it's only the hawk? Why my buzz in L.A. ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s, cause I got all the old ones. That's why.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is the On The Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Okay, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be talking about the impending possibility of a government shutdown. According to all the news reports right now, it looks like it's going to be a definite thing. So one of the things that I've been trying to do is access some articles to explain how will those of us that are considered the non-essential workers in the government, how will we handle it? But I do want to touch on the viewpoints from all of you as to whether or not you feel that the Republicans threatening this shutdown in the first place and now the Democrats' counter threats, was this a necessary move, or is this just another way of the politicians bullying each other to pretty much blackmail each other into what they would like to see happen? Frankly, we've discussed this on a previous segment. As a matter of fact, it was Thursday, which was Let's Talk Obamacare. Now, since that seems to be the monster on the table right now, or the elephant in the room, let's talk Obamacare briefly, and then I'll get into what I said then and what I feel right now, because all of those people involved with making these administrative decisions for the nation are thinking solely of themselves. They're not thinking about what this type of a result will do to the little people, okay, those that are not able to just, you know, click a remote and snap a finger and things just happen. There are people out there that are sick, that need health care. Obamacare was, I believe, the first bill introduced into the nation by a president that covered everybody involved. Regardless to what it is you like about the president or don't like about the president, regardless to what it is that makes you want to go after this man, that makes you want to shut down, you have to admit that this man's bill is the first that covered, okay, that covered everyone. It was a complete thought-out plan. It's just a proposal as it stands right now. I guess people started to like the idea, so here we go again. Everything was great until people started saying that those that are making more money have to put some money into this to fund it. Any other time that a situation is on the table and you have to go into your pockets, there's a gripe. Anytime that you have to put out money from your bank accounts, it's a gripe. Yet, it takes money to make money. It takes money to operate. It takes money for things to go around. You know that, all of you rich people, corporate people, insurance companies, all of you know this. You know this because you're taking money. You're charging money. You're making things to make money. So if that is what you're doing, and people who are not as fortunate as you are buying your products and keeping you up there in the big old top of the mountain, why on earth is it such a problem for you to give back? If this was a marriage and there were two people involved and one of you were making more money than the other and the house needed to be maintained, the one who's making the more money naturally would take on more of the responsibility because that is the only way things will get done. So this is no different. Now here's the big clinch. Healthcare affects everybody. Now, I know that if you are able to afford health care and you've been doing just fine all these years, you're not thinking that anything could be a problem for you. This is the NIMBY syndrome, the not in my backyard syndrome. But here's the problem. For those of you who didn't listen in on the Obamacare segment, here's the problem. You may be able to go to a doctor yourself, but it may not be you that brings in some sort of horrible, unexplainable disease. If you're talking about homeless people, if you're talking about people that are poor and they have to deal with getting whatever type of bad food comes to their supermarket chains or anything that causes a bacteria to grow, and this person's body becomes the host for this bacteria. And it becomes so bad because this person does not have health insurance to go and see a doctor when the first early symptoms of something wrong happens. That person now becomes a risk to the entire world around them. And if you are a person, say, you know, I can speak for New York landmarks. If you're going into a busy station such as Penn Station or Grand Central Terminal or whatever big old terminal is out there in your state, and one of these people happens to cough in the air and it happens to be one of those airborne communicable diseases, yes, you'll be able to see a doctor, but it won't stop you from being exposed to the person who has it and couldn't get health care to get a doctor. Now, the Obamacare has been presented as a culprit of jobs being cut. No. If you're being honest with yourself, you would know absolutely that it's an outright lie because unemployment has been a problem long before Obama was even a primary candidate. That is you, corporations, that are making the sound decision to cut your people instead of your vacation funds. That is you, bosses, that are making the decision to keep the Christmas party and drop an employee. That's not Obamacare. So for all of the things that you are trying to justify your opposition to this bill, you're sticking in what I like to call suitcase fillers. You know, if you don't think that what you started to pack to go on your long trip was enough, start throwing in little things that don't mean anything or that are there but don't really have a significance. Because you can't blame Obama for jobs not being available when there's two problems with that. A, you're cutting the jobs, and B, when you get jobs, you're giving them outside of the United States in the first place. So for those of us who are not already 50 years implanted into our jobs, there's no available new jobs or new positions to go to because everybody overseas is getting them. And in turn, you're allowing those people to bring back substandard, sub-quality, deceptive items to your homeland to save a few pennies. So Obama's not the problem, and neither is Obamacare. Now let's take a look at Obamacare. Obamacare proposes to give affordable health care to everyone. Okay? Give affordable health care to anyone. And he makes it so everybody can afford it no matter what their payment threshold is, no matter what their financial threshold is. Okay? So that's one. Two, he says that those that can afford it, especially with the economy being in such a mess, needs to chip in to fund this thing. Then he says, if you don't get health care by the deadline, you can be fined. Now, the fining goes back into the economy, but it also is to try to get people to stay in order because we are trying to ensure our country. Now, is this plan something that comes with no possibilities of things being wrong or could go wrong? No. But what new project is? But so far as it's written out and outlined and as it's been presented and explained, there's no big red flag damage to the country that is a big reason for disapproving this bill or for going so far as to have a peeing contest in the big old political room, to shut down a nation. For those that you guys don't consider to be essential workers, it's over 700,000 people that may not be able to get up at 12:01 in the morning to go to work. Now, how is that helping the economy? How is that helping the economy in any way? And you guys can get into the office and talk a little more before you start shutting down, because this is the way you have to do it to be bullies, to sit there and say, well, I'm going to shut down the whole government then. I'm just going to shut down the whole government. That's what I'm going to do. Healthcare affects everyone. Healthcare is needed by everyone. You may be able to go to the best doctors in Switzerland, but there needs to be somebody who can't even afford to go to the local doctor on the boulevard. And that person could have touched something in a garbage can, in a bathroom somewhere, whatever, and brought back something they don't realize is existing on their hands or in their mouth or on their eyes. And you walk by and he coughs or she coughs, and boom. We have another person that just walked away with something. But one of you can see a doctor about it and one of you can't. Meanwhile, that person, knowing that he or she cannot see a doctor, is going to continue on with these symptoms, is going to get worse, and it's going to now affect the next person that comes there. And whether or not you are rich or poor or have gates to as high as Mount Everest, you are not going to be able to stop something that's in the air. So why would you argue down something that gives a person or affords a person the right to be seen and checked on and understood? And hopefully be one edge up in prevention. One edge up in prevention. You have children that are out there that children take things in like it's nothing because children don't know how not to touch certain things if an adult's not right there to tell them don't do that. Babies that can't be immunized right away. Some of them because their parents can't afford health care and others because they just are too young to get immunized with certain things. So overall, what this man is asking for is for people who can do it to do it. Then you guys came along, you opposing parties came along and said, no, we can't let this happen. So by any means necessary, we're going to shut this thing down. So what do? You go out and you tell people that, you know what, if you sign up for Obamacare, if you approve it, you're going to have to take a microcomputer chip under your arm or in your forehead so people could scan your life at a metal detector somewhere. That's not what he said. Your companies are sitting up there and taking the heartless way out to cut your employees rather than skip the Christmas bonuses this year or skip the parties this year. I can guarantee you that if you had a staff meeting with your employees and you said, as much as we'd like to, because of the Obamacare situation, for a little while at least, the Christmas bonuses will be suspended until everybody can get back on their feet. Because you know what? A lot of the people that's funding your things and buying your products are the people that don't have money to spend but do anyway. So these are the people that are affected by not having health care. And if they should die off, where are your customers? If we want to look at it from a business standpoint. All of you rich people are going to get bored with each other and not want to buy anything because you done bought everything that there is to buy. It's not exciting anymore because you can buy one just like it or you can do something like that or pay someone to do it. And the little bit that you're giving back reinvests into the economy, which is already in a hell in a handbasket. What is the problem? Anybody that wants to say something, please call in at 347-327-9967, and I welcome your viewpoint. We do have a caller in on the panel already. Let me bring her in. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air. Hello? All right. Well, one of the things that we are definitely working on is the connection issue with the storms. Every time we have a storm, we're going through a little something. So I thank all of you that have been out there listening to us. Now, we are 2 hours and 6 minutes away from the big grand decision. Is there anything about that whole overall situation that will cause those of you opposing this healthcare situation to budge just a little bit? So that America isn't shut down and become vulnerable to outsiders watching this entire political talk going on. Because we are in trouble, and we need health care. Everybody needs health care. It doesn't matter who it is. Everybody needs health care. Insurance companies, I'm sorry, but whatever it is you care to overcharge or deny, look, suck it up, because you guys have been big wigs for quite a bit of time now on other people's back, denying people care that they need, denying people operations that you know you clearly can afford. You've been negotiating down some of the best doctors who give the best care, who care about their patients, and picking and nitpicking every claim, every item on a claim that they place before you finally will cut them a check for their services. So what exactly is it that it will take for you guys to look past the dollars and cents and see people, including you, in this? It doesn't matter if you are rich, you can get sick. And you can get sick from somebody who cannot see a doctor because they don't have the insurance to see it. What Obamacare is doing is allowing that to be a different story now. He's allowing that to be a different story. And it's a really sad thing. It's a really sad thing that people can't think like people for just one second to bring in a wise decision and let everybody get a piece of the pie. We do have our caller in now, and our connection has just been restored. Just give me one second. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Katie. How are you? It's Lady Diamond.
Hi, everyone. This is our co-host, Lady Diamond. Lady Diamond, our topic tonight is about the impending government shutdown that should be, that's being decided on, but it looks like it's going to happen at 12 midnight. Because Obamacare is not being defunded as the Republicans like, and the Democrats are refusing to do so. Now, the government is going to be shut down, but I don't think that the world is going to be at a ghost town standstill. But either way, it's going to affect a lot of people. Now, another thing that's involved with government shutdown, in addition, ladies and gentlemen, to that person that could be getting a disease that could pass on to you, is that one of the people affected in the shutdown about not getting a service out is garbage men.
Out of who?
Our garbage men, sanitation workers.
Okay.
Which to me now brings a new and expanded risk, an increased risk of the homeless or the poor going through a garbage or going by a garbage or sleeping by a garbage that's now filled up because there's no pickups now, and caused this, something like this to be at an even greater risk of happening. So what are your thoughts on it?
Does it affect the people who work for sanitation?
No, I'm talking about the shutdown period because Obamacare isn't being defunded. That was the threat from the Republicans. Now the Democrats have countered and said, well, we'll shut down the government too if you don't go our way.
Okay. No, I'm like trying to get it down. You know, I'm trying to get it down in my head. Yeah, I'm shocked. Yeah, I was just talking to my mother about it. I mean, she works for the city, so... Yeah, I'm like trying to get some information from her because she knows a lot more than I do about this part. You know, so her thought, well, I'm going to say her thought, not my thought. Her thought is different, you know, it's different, so she knows a lot more than I do on that. So what I was told by her is only going to be affected by the federal government, nothing else than that. Sanitation got nothing to do with it since they're the city, they're under the city. So anything that has to do with federal, they're the ones who's going to get hurt the most, not city or anything below that.
Well, see, this has been the history of political talks anyway. It's never the big guys that get affected. It's the little communities that get affected. Now, the whole fight about this is that Obama's going to give health care to people that can't afford it, and they're going to make it affordable. In order to do that, he's got to put a tax lien on people. Okay, who can afford to do so? That's the rich people. That's the higher making incomes. That's the businesses. But he put a lot of provisions in for those that are. Now, the tax hike on the people who are in upper class income range mm-hmm. is not so, but those that are small business owners, okay, he's right. offering a 50% tax credit, which is like getting half off of any extra benefit fees that they pick up to insure their workers. Okay, now half of these places are steel mills. Some of them are fast food restaurants. These are things that you should think about offering health care anyway.
Right.
And it's a sad shame that those people who know that they do have a high risk position for these workers that don't offer it automatically because they know that something most likely will happen. I think it's heartless.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is nobody started to start screaming or griping until he mentioned that the rich would have to help fund it.
Yeah, of course. And the only thing they want to do is build their own businesses, make it bigger, and make more money off of it, so helping, you know, who needs it the most. That's how it is, you know. They're greedy.
Well, I don't see why there's such a problem with that. If this was a marriage,
I like
using this as an analogy, but if this was a marriage and the wife was making more than the husband or vice versa, the person who's making the most in the salary would be taking on more of the household bills. So you all are living in this country. You all are, the little people are funding your products and your services, and the little people are working these products and services to get them out there. Don't you want them to be well to keep it going?
I
don't know. You're going to shut down a nation? You're going to stop 700,000 workers from working because they're not considered the essential group in the city's daily operations? You're going to stop sanitation workers from working, which can cause more health issues? This is, like, baffling to me. This is baffling.
Yeah, it is. You are right.
The government runs on what they have, and, you know, you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I just wanted to see you're done.
Yeah, I am.
I was listening to my mother. I was asking her for, like, information, and I'm here, like, I really don't remember it, like, affecting many. I do remember they affected more of the people who work for the federal government more. It didn't affect anything below that. And she told me that, the information that she gave me was that those who are working in the federal government at this, you know, now, whoever's like let's say, like what you said, the lower part, which is, like the clerks, secretaries, receptionists, those who are around that area, the non-managerial ones. They're the ones who's going to get hurt the most. Because that means they are coming for 4 hours and then they're let go.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It affects the little people too because there's going to be a lot of windows of customer service or places that you have to go to pay a bill that won't be open because of it. You know, if you have a.
Yeah. I remember that happening. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't remember that happening. It's not supposed to affect the cashiers. The bills is not supposed to be affected, from what I was told, you know. And none of that is supposed to be affected. The only ones that are affected the most are the federal and the city. That means anything that has to do with cashiers or billing is not affected at all. Not even houses are affected. It's all on the city. I'm here for like a city worker, so I'm trying to figure out, you know, who's affected the most. The ones who are affected the most are the people from the federal government. I mean, if it's said so on the on the internet, then yeah, most likely the things that will get affected is some check cashing places, some banks will get affected. So that means if you want to deposit your check, you can't. You know, there's some banks that will get screwed over. There's some check cashing places that if it's run under the federal government, it will get closed down until it comes back up. You know, anything that has to do with federal. Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that's going to affect us the most. So I don't know what's on the federal, you know, that will hurt us the most. I mean, I don't know if we're going to be on the safe side, but then if the Democrats are fighting back saying, okay, so we're going to shut down our part, it may not be that much either. But the Republicans, they're the biggest fat cats out there. It seems like they run the world more than the Democrats. And I mean, we're Democrats here, you know. It seems like the Republicans run the world a lot more than we do, and that's what kills us the most.
The rich want to stay rich. They don't want the little people to get a piece. We get that. But this is not one of those situations. This is a situation where the little people being sick can shut down a nation with an epidemic. This is people that if they're bleeding and nobody can understand why and a doctor won't touch them without insurance, this is a problem. Now, if you're rich and you can't afford it, or you're in a particular income level where you can afford it, goody for you. But guess what? What happens when you've already taken care of whatever it is with you, but that person who started it is still out there untreated?
Right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah. If Obamacare doesn't go through, like you said, the small businesses, which they do need it. There's a lot of small businesses out there that they do not have any type of health care because they cannot afford it. The managers and the owners cannot afford health insurance that's out there. So, of course, most or some, not that many, we only could rely on what we have right now, which is Medicaid, and if maybe Medicare. And if not any of that, then we're stuck with the money that comes out of our pockets, which it's too much money to go to the emergency room, get billed. It's too much money to go to a doctor, get billed also. So, yeah, I mean, the plan of Obamacare, if these small businesses could get that, it will help them out a lot. But if these fat cats are taking that opportunity away from them, then you know what? I mean, we're in shambles. They don't understand how much of a big deal it is for these small businesses to actually be a part of, an economy that can actually, they can actually go to the emergency room if anything happens in at that workplace.
They'll keep the military going because of course we've got to fight even when there is no government.
Oh, of course.
They're going to shut down national parks. Okay.
Yeah.
There's the Smithsonian Museum is going to be shut down. They're going to keep disaster relief up. They're going to keep the police up. At least that's the thing. Keep the post office going. But here's the catch. These workers have to work without a paycheck until the shutdown is over.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, these workers, they're only able to work for 4 hours in that week, which is retarded. And I mean, for those 4 hours, they don't even get paid for that. They don't get paid for those 4 hours that they put in for that week, which is retarded. So, that I heard of.
I'm just trying to figure out exactly how will that make any sense to the economy when now, once the shutdown is over, you're going to have to pay all those workers for all the time that they spent during the time that you're off. And that's like a lump sum of money going out at once. It makes, I don't know, it just seems so childish.
It is.
It's kind of cool. All right. It just seems pretty childish that you would shut down a nation because you can't have talks in a big old boardroom with a bunch of grown people.
Yeah.
It seems very heartless that people who can do it won't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people who have the money, they're able to do it. They just, like I said, they're just greedy. They're greedy. They don't want to spend their money. According to them, they feel like they're doing more than enough by putting in for Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security. That's how they feel. You know, and then to add on extra money for Obamacare, it's ridiculous for them. Because there's already too much money that they're already spending on Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, and disability. That's what they're complaining about.
Well, I had a nice, interesting feedback from the group, and I had quite a few people that, instead of speaking on the shutdown, pretty much was going off on Obama. And the thing that I will say through and through, all the way through, no matter which segment we're on, if this comes up, you can't blame Obama for something that took place before he was even a primary candidate.
And yeah, exactly.
some of the things. Now, the tricks that have been played by the opposing parties is what upsets me as well. The tricks, the scaring the world with the microchip mandate. Oh, you're going to have to put a microchip inside of you in order for you to get Obamacare. No, you don't, because then that would mean that the people who already have health care, who Obama has excluded from being mandated to get any unless they choose to change it, okay, that would mean that they would have to come out of their homes to get microchips. So that was a problem. Number two, they said that Obama was going to be responsible. The Obamacare was going to be responsible for the loss of jobs. No, he's not. You all are anticipating not wanting to give up money from something that you don't need at the moment, and you decided to go and cut an employee just listening to the fact that you would not pay your essential workers during a shutdown that you're imposing already speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Already speaks volumes.
Well, at least we know what's going to happen, because I already see it all over Facebook, because I have a lot of Obama bashes on there already. And I get, you know, I find it entertaining. For me, I find it entertaining to see people bash on him, and they think that the president that was running against him before would have done a better job. And you know what? None of these people see, because they're so arrogant. Yes, I'm saying it online. They are arrogant, you know, and they don't see that he is actually trying to help. You know, he's trying to help at least the small businesses to actually expand out there. And they could actually bring more people in. Instead of losing people, they could actually bring more workers in. You know, they don't see that at all. All they see is that, oh, Obama's shutting it down. That's all they see for that, you know. They don't see nothing of him helping, but everything shut down is, you know, it's like the worst thing he is. He's like the worst thing. I could only imagine the next president that comes in. And this is Obama's last term. It's his last chance to actually show out and show what he can do, and nobody's going to look up at him for it. They're just going to keep on looking down at him.
The problems that they're putting on Obamacare existed and long before he was ever a possibility.
Exactly.
Okay, unemployment wasn't at its greatest, decrease. Jobs weren't being offered to the United States anyway, because pretty much every new position that opened up went to China or India or one of those overseas places. Very rare do you see a product in America right now that says made in the USA. Everything is in Thailand, in China, in Japan, in India. Nothing is being manufactured in New York, in the United States any further. Very few things are made in the USA. It's almost like that's the rarity. When you find something that says made in the USA, you might have to put it on the side and cherish it as a souvenir that might sell as a collectible one day. We have our own problems in our own backyard, and we're busy helping others fund. And a shutdown, I don't think, is going to do any good for political talks either, overseas, for our relations with other countries. Because if there's anyone that's out there that can't stand this country, this is going to be a perfect time for someone to start thinking that, you know, they can play games. All of this because of health care that nobody wants to help fund to those that can't make the type of money that they're making. And in the end, it's like a business investment that will bring back goodness to you, because it'll keep your workers healthy. It'll keep the world, the nation healthy. It'll help those people that have been not able to see a doctor and treat something that could go pass off to someone else, be treated and stopped. And if for nothing else, if it's something that's strange, that person can be, you know, quarantined and studied. For whatever the reasons are. And these things is all, you know, thinking past the dollars and the cents. Put your bank accounts and your ledgers down for a minute and think really hard about what it is you're fighting against.
That's the thing. No one's going to open their mouth about this. They're opening their mouths. What's it? It's 12:01. Once everything shuts down, that's when everybody starts complaining. And, of course, you know who our main blame is. We already spoke about it just a few seconds ago, who our main blame is. Not my blame. I don't blame nothing on him. I voted for him, and I'm proud of voting for him. Yes, I am proud of voting for Obama, and there's nothing I can do about it. Even if he was a different color, I would still vote for him. Why? He's a Democrat, and he has better. He has a lot more for us than any Republican out there. So everybody else who is a Bush lover, you could pick your opinions for yourselves.
This really shouldn't be about the president that you don't like or anything. This is really about an overall problem that needs to be addressed, and somebody finally did it. Somebody addressed it.
Yep.
They addressed it on a whole and complete level. That is the issue. They addressed it on a complete level, something that hasn't been done in quite some time. It's been addressed for the masses. Not just for a group, not just for a certain amount, not just for somebody who, if they did a little bit, they could do something. There are people that are out there that have ovarian cancer and can't be seen by a doctor. There are people out there that are coughing with some sort of whooping cough and can't afford a vaccine. So they don't try.
Right.
They don't try, and as a result, that gets worse, and they're coughing in the air because very few people are constantly trying not to cough in the air. Especially if they're on the streets. Especially if they're on the streets. So they're not going to be thinking about trying to get seen when they know it's a dead-end door anyway. You know, that's what we're facing right now. And this has to go above and beyond people's petty prejudices, ignorances, restrictions, personal dislikes, dollars and cents. This has to be thought about on a level that does not include any of those things. The dollars and cents, if anything, negotiate what you feel you want to contribute. Okay, I wouldn't even have a problem with that. They're like, no, we're not putting that much in. You know, and then, you know, tweak the plan a little more, if anything, but don't just outright shut down the government and shut down the plan. You haven't even given it a shot to see will it work. Because based on the way that it is outlined and presented and proposed, I don't see any red flag damaging red alerts that should be addressed and warrant shutting down the government. I don't.
Right.
I don't see anything in this man's plan that isn't the basic possibilities of a plan B being needed as any other new business plan being introduced into the world.
Right. I agree.
There's a 50-50 shot that anything could go wrong. You don't know. But at least the way that they have intended it, the way that it's been mapped out, the way that it's been planned, it all seems to be pretty okay. Overall, it benefits. It doesn't damage. So all of these scare tactics is like trying to show a smoker all those horrific commercials and think that that's going to make them quit. I just saw an article about people still putting their infants in the bed with them, even though the National SIDS Alliance is saying that, you know, keep your baby out of the bed, you know, to reduce the risk of SIDS. Because people don't change based on scare tactics. Very few respond to that.
Yeah.
So this mudslinging has got to stop because in the end, underneath all of this, we're still back at square one. The government could be shut down. The economy will be again in a problem. If there's any point in any time that any business has to shut down for any period of time in an economy that is built in on a foundation of capitalism that's already being dried up, you have a problem. Businesses that have a set days that they're open, if they lose those days, they're losing money. And if they're losing money, the country is losing money. It makes absolutely no sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it makes absolutely no sense for people to not be able to put past things that are so irrelevant to such a big issue. There are plenty of people that work with coworkers they can't stand. There are plenty of people that don't like their boss, but they work. You may not like Obama. You may not like Obamacare. But overall, if you put past what you personally don't like about something and you look at the product itself, it's not a bad product. It's not doing anything but benefiting everybody. And in the long run, when you can look past turning your nose up at the homeless people or the poor people or putting, you know, sweeping the dust under your rug, you will see that this will work. And you know what? At some point in time, when the economy starts to spring back, then maybe there's some other thing that you can impose upon those people to help get themselves together and get on their feet. Some real jobs that'll work. Stop outsourcing all the time. Then maybe you wouldn't have to go into your pocket as deeply as you think you're going. But as it stands right now, the economy's dried up. The jobs are folded up. The plants have closed. And there are people that are sick out there that can't see a doctor and won't even try because they know that they're not going to be seen. So meanwhile, as I said before, you're taking your child to a park. Some person that's entitled to be in the park but has no home is coughing from digging through a garbage, from picking up something, from touching a rabid dog, from doing whatever. Picks up a disease that they don't know they have, spreads it in the air or spreads it through the water or touch a water fountain, which you've now gone to go drink from. You've gone and you've done this, and now you caught something. Now you can see a doctor, but that person can't, and that person is going to continue to have this disease manifest itself.
See, Katie, I remember when the conversation of the Obamacare coming out, and everybody had it like all mixed up, and they just had a mixed up point of views from what they heard. I remember when I was taking one of my medical classes, and the conversation of Obamacare came up, and they mentioned about that they're forcing people to actually sign up for this. If they don't want any type of insurance, they shouldn't be forced on it. I said, wait a minute. Anybody should be able to have the opportunity to get this type of insurance. You know, and then now, little by little, you know, now it starts to be clear up. Now it's more clear for me because I haven't been following through with the Obamacare at all. You know, because I already have Medicaid. You know, so it's like I really don't even think about Obamacare. But now I see it's more for the small businesses. And like I said, there are people out there that they don't have, and they can catch anything. They could catch any type of diseases out there, illnesses, and still they'll just pass them on to another person, and they don't even know if they have it. They don't have any type of insurance that will cover them to show them anything. They could go to the emergency room, but still, it's like not enough for them to, you know, actually, you know, get the proper medications that they need. Or, you know, the type of cure that they need at the time being. You know, I mean, there's no cure out there. There are medications that will calm certain things down, but it's not enough. You know, so these people got to get their act straight.
Sometimes the emergency room will give you an emergency dose of medicine to stop it, but you still have to go get a prescription filled. Now what happens? Emergency room got to take everybody, but now what happens when they have to take a prescription and they don't have the money for the prescription, and there's no health insurance to cover that? So they've got like a little head start, but that's about it. The disease is still there. You're still at risk. You have to go wherever it is you go, you're going to run into somebody that you normally wouldn't associate with. If you are a person that likes to go watch the fireworks at whatever place they have it on the 4th of July, you're going to run into strangers. If you have a preference for going to the park and just enjoying the nature of the park and the landscaping, there's going to be a person in that park. There's going to be a dog who touched a person with that disease and is running around and, you know, barking and running loose. You don't know. But you having health care and that person who created the problem not having it and not thinking that he or she is even going to go to the doctor because they know they don't have health insurance is not doing anything but helping that problem become bigger. So this really is not about you funding out money. You know you're making it back. You know that there'll be ways that you'll get your money back. And having healthy people that can come in and work for you will make sure that that indeed does happen. That indeed does happen. But this, you got to start thinking like people and stop thinking like businessmen and businesswomen. And you got to stop thinking like as corporate owners or politicians. You got to start thinking in your field, in your authority, in your position as people. As people. Because people is who needs the child care, not your businesses. I mean the health care, not your businesses. Having health care cover everybody is going to make your business in the end flourish. You staying alive and healthy is going to help you enjoy the business that's flourishing. Thinking hard about what money you'll take out. Listen, you're in a country that requires money to exchange hands. You are sort of the higher income spouse of the country at this moment, all of you. You're the ones that have to take the foot, the majority of certain things, because those that are lower beneath can only contribute but so much. And he didn't say that they have to fund for everybody, because there are certain income classes that has to pay for their own health insurance. It may not be at the highest rate premium there is. It may not be, but they are definitely paying something. So it's not like these guys are just taking it on for the world, for the whole nation. They're not just taking it on, but to be Obama bashing and trying to put everything that's been going on with this country on Obamacare, when Obamacare is probably one of the first things that will probably bring the country back a little bit on its feet, or at least in the right direction. You're just being dishonest and you're just speaking from corporate greed. And I'm sorry, but that is my viewpoint on the situation. Thank you. I'm going to say this again. If this was a marriage and the husband or the wife was making more money than the other spouse, and there were bills in the household that had to be paid, the one who makes the most money is just the rule of things, has to take on more of the responsibilities, because you are the ones that are able to. Healthcare affects everybody. It doesn't matter how rich you are, how many automated gates you have to lock you out from the world. You can own your own island. And if there's somebody on that island that touches an exotic fish that comes from a polluted water somewhere and touches this person who doesn't have health care, and that person picks up a disease or a virus, and no, they don't have any money to see a doctor, so they won't, and you get it, you can see a doctor, but that person who spread it or the host of it can't and won't. And now they've coughed into the air. You can't stop what comes in the air. You can't. But you can make sure that everybody who can spread it has the ability to go to a doctor and stop it or be treated for it. You companies that are out there, I see you, caller. I'm going to bring you in just a minute. You companies that are out there still thinking about, oh, my God, that means that I can't do my Christmas party this year, or I can't go take the annual cruise. The cruises will have to wait, because if your business is in this economy, this economy is sinking horribly fast. It is time for you to talk to your employees and say some of the luxuries are going to have to be put on hold until we can get this thing together, until the company comes back, because I can guarantee you that if you spoke to your employees, they would rather give up the annual Christmas party or the annual cruise than they would rather give up their salary. And all of you corporations that went that route and cut your employees and then turned around and blamed it on Obama, Obamacare, horrible. Whether I like this president or I don't, his plan is fair. Those of you smaller businesses that don't make as much as the big corporations, he said to you that you will get a 50% tax credit, which is like getting a 50% discount on any new fees you incur on trying to insure your workers to comply with this new bill. I'm not seeing where you have a valid point. Let us bring in our other panelists for the evening. Just hang on 1 second, Lady Diamond. Welcome, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Good evening,
Jamaica. Yes, God bless you and your families. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Welcome back. Okay, well, if you've been listening in, sir, tonight we are asking whether this impending government shutdown was a necessary gesture due to valid concerns, or is it just another example of political blackmail?
Okay, I'm going to keep it 100 with the people that are out there listening. First of all, it's another source of political racism against our president. And that's as plain as I can put it. Because if it had been George W. Bush or his son, two of the most corrupt presidents in our USA history, if it had been them, there would be no discussion on this issue. Period. There would be no discussion on this issue. It would be passed with all flags flying. Because this man is a man of color, and this is just my opinion, and y'all can take it any way you want to, and that's just my opinion, it would be passed with no problem. This country is supposed to be the greatest country in the world. And the way we are making ourselves look before other countries that are nowhere near as free as we are, looking at us and are laughing.
Yeah.
And the things that are going on in this world right now, we are a laughing stock. To just put it bluntly, we are a laughing stock. For someone to make comments, negative comments, towards the commander-in-chief of our country, one of the greatest countries in the world, that they can make negative comments to where if he had not been black, and I hate to make this a black and white issue, but it is what it is. And I don't even like that comment, it is what it is, but this is one issue where it is what it is. And we need to wake up as a country and say, okay, enough is enough of this stupidity. And any of the idiots that are still in Washington now, we need to remove them. This is not like that we have to go along with whatever decisions that the government makes. No, we need to go along with the decisions that the people make. The people put these people in the position of authority. Well, first of all, the first person to put them in a position of authority is God. And the way things are looking now, they are abusing the position of authority.
Yeah.
And that should not be. We should not sit back and allow this to happen. And it seems like that's just what we are doing, sitting back and watching a movie on the big screen and laughing. Or not even laughing. Some of us just sitting back crying, but we too lazy to get up off our behinds and do something about it. We have great leaders that are no longer with us that have left power and authority at our feet. First of all, the power and authority that was left at our feet was by God. Then the people that he left on this earth to pursue the power and authority that we have are not even making an effort to pick it up. And this needs to stop. This needs to stop. We need to make a loud, loud sound to the political government and let them know, you are not the ones that are running things. You know, the power is to the people. It is, it shall be, and always will be.
I agree with you, Deacon Williams, and one of the things I will say is that I don't think that even those that, you know, had opposed this at one point is going to be too happy with a government shutdown either. Because
no.
Understand, some businesses are affected in this. And frankly,
yes,
my whole problem with the opposition was this. I mean, I read the Obamacare proposal. I read it. I saw what he's offering. I saw what the flip sides were. And as much as I saw, yeah, that could be a small problem, that could be a small link, that could be – there's nothing here that warrants or commands, you know, such deep, intense uproar against it. Because in the end, everybody benefits, everybody.
Right.
It's just that some people have
right.
to put out money. Those that have it will.
Correct.
You know, we'll have to. And I try to put the analogy out there that if this was a marriage, and I know those of you that have been listening, you heard me say this for the third time already, but if this was a marriage and there was one spouse making more than the other and the household bills still have to get paid and tended to, the ones that make the most money will have to foot most of the bills. So why is this any different?
Right.
The very people that these corporations are trying to shut down from this bill or not help out or do whatever are the very ones that they use to stay big, because they need these little workers to be out there, you know, in their steel plants, in their assembly lines, you know, on the phones. They need these little workers.
Mm-hmm.
So if these people are not well, and let's just talk from that business standpoint, if that is what floats you, you know, floats your boat.
Right.
Think about it.
The people that are against this bill that Obama is trying to pass for as far as medical, let's ask these people that are against it, what is your medical benefits looking like? Okay? Let's ask them, are you hurting? Are you out here struggling? No, by all means, you are not.
Is no, they're not. But see, that's the thing. They tend to get content in that. And as I brought up previously, if there was a person who's not with medical benefits, that's, you know, let's speak about our homeless. You're familiar with New York because you're an original New Yorker, and you know Penn Station alone. Penn Station has plenty of homeless people that are out there that touch garbage cans, that eat from the internal garbage cans, that do that lay in spit, that lay in some certain things. They don't know where these things are coming from. And what if they get – they know they can't be seen. They know that the only place they can go is to an emergency room, and that's only a partial treatment. What if they start coughing out there and they happen to contract something that's airborne? While one person can go be treated for it, that person that initiated it still has the problem and are not being seen for it. So here comes the next set of busy people going through this terminal.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how many fancy gadgets that you have, you're still going to be exposed. It's a vicious circle. And this is not one of those business things on the table that, you know, you could say, no, let's cut this. Let's cut relations to there. Not only that, a government shutdown, and I truly believe it, the more the outside countries see that this big, giant country is fighting amongst themselves, the more vulnerable we are to people trying to come in and slip in and do other things. Now, the military is not being shut down if this should happen. But then again, people against it, neither is the marketplace for the insurance. People are still going to be able to walk up tomorrow and go apply for health insurance under the Obamacare bill.
Right.
Tomorrow. So what are you shutting down? What is all of this for? It's a very sad situation where political leaders, business corporations, insurance companies, that none of these people who run and fund these companies can think like people. You, too, are affected. You, too, are affected. The NIMBY disease has got to stop. And those of you who don't know what my acronym stands for, it means not in my backyard. It's got to stop. At some point in time, somebody is going to have to say, you know what, this is something that we got to think a little bit harder about. And all of the now, the news feeds that are coming up, updating the story, is still saying that the Republicans are trying to shut it down in order to stop the shutdown. There is exactly 2.5 hours left before we find out whether or not part of our government, you know, our workers are going to be shut down. Do you realize that over 700,000 people may not be able to have a job to report to tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a national strike. You might as well be. This is a shutdown. You're not going to give money because you don't want to give money. You're not going to let the nation function because you don't want to give money to a bunch of people that could make you sick. This is a sad situation when we can't think like people regardless of where we're at. And forget us talking about equality and all that. I'm talking about something that affects you no matter what color, race, class, or creed you are. This is not about whether you like black people, white people, Spanish people, Asian people. This is not about that at all. This right here is about the fact that a sickness can kill you. A sickness can affect you. A virus that nobody knows where it came from can hurt you too. And your money is not going to stop it. Because believe me, when the viruses are running through the air, they don't stop and go, oh, wait a minute, don't touch him, he's rich. Don't touch that one. She's from the better neighborhood. You are going to be affected either way you look at it. Now, whether or not that you have the insurance to go get treated for it doesn't stop the fact that the person who gave it to you still is there untreated. And since this is not one of those guerrilla countries where you could just shoot somebody in the head on the street and whatever, you know, and even if you did that, you don't know what that person's carrying will come into the air even worse. So what do? You sit there and shut down your entire government, and the only thing that you have going is, and not only that, Deacon, are you aware that one of the groups that gets shut down with the government shut down is the sanitation workers?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Will that help health care?
Will that help health care? No.
Will that help health? I mean, listen, you're talking about leaving millions of, hundreds of cities with no garbage pickup.
Yeah.
To allow it to become...
That is a health hazard if you shut any of them down.
And how is that going to help people, who especially who
come
don't
on,
have health care?
Yes, yes.
This is absolutely, like, this is so many backward thinking on this. You guys have the money. The economy is drying up. The national deficit is horrid right now. You guys have maxed out your $1 trillion credit card. Now is the time for us to start to put back fertilizer and water and sun and air into our own nation. Now is the time. And that means we all have to give something to someone. And like I was mentioning earlier, it's not like Obama said that anybody who's not rich doesn't pay. Middle class people have a certain percentage to pay. So all of you are sort of pooling your resources to help those that just can't. And what happens if all your riches go if the stock market should crash? If all the things that happen to your assets should go? And your health care is no longer, and the doctors are actually refusing you. All of this because you don't want to go into your yacht funds or your boat funds or your car notes. Knowing that you have assets that if one thing should go down, you could take from that asset to cover it and you'll never be in the black, in the red. This makes no sense. This is human beings that we're talking about. This is an issue that affects everyone. No matter how rich, famous, how unrecognized you are, no matter how poor you are, everybody gets sick.
Yes.
And everybody should be entitled to see a doctor to stop that sickness. There are babies out there that are born to poor parents that two things are the deal. One of them is that they're too young to be immunized with certain things for protection. And number two, some of them can't be immunized because they can't afford it.
Yeah.
So they're at bigger risk of anything like this happening to somebody who can't be treated. I mean, can we think about it that way and away from the political talks and the textbooks and the big sick files and the ledgers and the financial statements? Can we stop putting blame on Obamacare or Obama himself, because the stuff that's been going on and spoken about right now has been happening before Obama was even known as a primary candidate? Unemployment is not Obamacare's fault. You choosing to drop your employees so you don't have to give up the Christmas party to fund the Obamacare obligation is not Obamacare's fault. This is what you chose to do, your personal business decision, your decision. Obamacare did not say fire an employee to make this work. All of you chose to put your money first and your people last. And guess what? That person that you just fired now doesn't have money to get health care, so now they're going to be sick too. A government shutdown brings a whole lot more problems than it will, and far more than what already has been obviously listed. Those of you that are not thinking past the soil, even though you give our jobs past the soil, those little guys that have been terrorists to this country have watched us break down ourselves. A government shutdown where nobody can come to our head on anything, where nobody can explain themselves to each other, where we can't have decent conversations and meaningful situations happen, leaves us vulnerable to those people out there that want to see us fall anyway. Since we want to go a whole different angle away from Obamacare for a sec, the government shutting down does no good to anyone. Not to you, not to the poor people, not to the government, not to the workers that are suffering, not to the trash that's going to be building up in cities all around the nation, not to the rats that we're going to bring in because now they've got a smorgasbord. What do we do? How many women are out there with ovarian cancer? How many older people have cancer and are being denied medicines? How many people are out there elderly and need things just for high blood pressure? Can't get that because now premiums are going up. And by the way, insurance companies, the premiums going up is your personal decision too. But I get it. You kind of got to compensate somewhere. But the way that you guys have been raising the rates, the increases you have imposed upon the people who look to you for discounts on when they chose your rates and policies in the first place, it's just you pretty much not paying anything out of your pocket. Because you're making them work for you to give back the money you're paying them. Because in your mind, you know that everybody won't look at you. They're going to look at Obamacare because that's the scapegoat you're going to use. You guys chose to do what you do to compensate for the impending Obamacare bill. You didn't look into your books and say, okay, we have a vacation fund. Somebody's going to have to shorten their vacation this year. We have a Christmas party that we give to clients every year. It's a good gesture, but we can't do that right now. That's if you're hurting as badly as you try to portray. This year we can't give out, 15% in Christmas bonuses. We might have to give them 5%. I'm quite sure they're not going to turn down money. I'm quite sure if you gave them the respect of having a company meeting and stating that because of the fact that we have to fund Obamacare, that is a law, it's a requirement, we're going to have to take away some of the things that makes this job, have a little bonus for you. Not that we don't appreciate you, but we'd rather that you'll be healthy. And we'll make up the luxuries later. Those of you that want to join in this discussion, whether you have a similar or an opposing viewpoint to the topic tonight, please call in at 347-327-9967. Hear your viewpoints. We have about 40 minutes left in there. I'm going to go to break. When I get back, we'll resume the discussion. Be back.
Now, back with more On The Edge.
Welcome back to the On The Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends, everyone. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. I want to thank all of you for sticking in with us and joining back in. We just played Marvin Gaye's Got To Give It Up and a little bit of James Brown on the end right there. But we want to get back in our last half hour of this segment to speak on the impending government shutdown. Hopefully some miracle worker can come through and, you know, bring these men to an agreement that will avoid this tragedy from happening. But in the event that it doesn't, we have to actually think real hard. And I'm trying to appeal to all of you more fortunate Americans out there, and all of you that are business owners, your insurance policy people, all of you. This is not about your money. This is not about your money. It's not about your assets. This is about the fact that if one person is sick and unable to be treated by a doctor because of money or because of insurance, it can lead to other things that are different. This is about the fact that a government shutdown will possibly have more exponential effects, negative effects, than just what we have been talking about with regards to, you know, jobs being shut down or services being cut for a while. This is not about that. This is about the fact that this could get more political, with people on the outside looking in, thinking that we are vulnerable now because we're fighting amongst each other. This is about the fact, as I said, that regardless of how many laser beam gates you have or remote control garages or self-moving cars, you can actually be hurt. If somebody gets sick and can't get treated and touches you, or you touch something that they touched, or you make contact with them at some point, that is a problem. Deacon Williams, are you still with me? Okay. One of the things that we are trying to get here is not just this. It's not just the shutdown. It's about the basis. This type of stuff continues to be a problem in America. We are struggling as a country. We have a economy that's going down, okay? We have an economy that was once the greatest standing, self-motivating and self-moving economy there was. People came to us. Now it's the other way around. Now we are grappling at straws to try to stay afloat on the basics. Now everybody is becoming more of a internal fight with each other. And this is not me trying to bring out the Woodstock flower power, you know, love and berries type of situation. This is facts. People get sick. People get sick that don't have insurance, that can't be treated. There are things coming in from overseas all the time. Now with things being manufactured out there and imported back in, you don't know what's coming in the crates with it. You don't know if there's a bug inside of a batch of products that were packed that can bite someone and cause a problem. What is so wrong with a health care plan that benefits everyone? I can understand if the things that he said was causing jobs to go down at an inevitable rate, or that it was an inevitable outcome. That's not what's being said. And I didn't hear anybody yelling and screaming except for those that already are making big chunks of money from it. That's the insurance companies. Well, we all know insurance fraud is a lot more popular than people try to report. On both ends, there are crooked doctors as well as there are crooked insurance agents. But the bottom line, regardless of what those people are, illnesses strike. And if money is going to be an issue for treatment to be made, if insurance policies or lack thereof is going to be a problem to help prevent this from spreading or getting any better, Why is it that there's going to be an impending shutdown instead of people really trying to get to the bottom of it? Not about saying, no, I'm not budging because you're not budging. No, I'm not budging because you're not budging. This is not a budge me situation. This is a let's really find out what it is that we need to do. What exactly is the problem? Okay? What is it that it's going to take for people to think like people and not politicians and not community leaders? Think about people and use the positions that you're in to think on this mess, to solve this mess before it becomes a bigger problem. These are people's lives you're talking about. And you are in the position to do what must be done. The number here to call in again is 347-327-9967. You can also join us in our chat room if you want to make a comment without being seen. Okay, you can also just listen to the live stream on the link that's on the Facebook posting on the Blog Talk Radio page. One of the things that we must do is come together now. Not so much to unify and do whatever. We're not speaking on those terms. We're speaking about the healthcare issue now. We're speaking about government not being shut down now. We're speaking about avoiding having to make people who are considered essential in the government or essential work class that has to go in and be forced to work with no pay until you guys come to the point of you can talk to each other now. You have children that can get sick. You have yourselves that can get sick. Your parents can get sick. So what do we do at this point? What do we do at this point? One of the things that was brought up is how we can prepare ourselves. Okay, well, let's get a little facts about the government shutdown. If you already have insurance, you don't need to worry. Okay, Obama is not asking for you to change what you have to go into something offered under the Obamacare bill. This is strictly for people who do not have it or would like to change the insurance that they have, and they must do it by October 14th, and they have to go to one of the state marketplaces for insurance. Okay? So you don't have to worry if you're already insured, you're fine. The signing up, going to the enrollment is not going to be affected by the shutdown. The exchanges will be open as scheduled on October 1st. Okay, this does not affect that, so if you're ready to go sign up, you can go find your exchange place and you can go and sign up. That will not be affected by tomorrow's possible shutdown. What are the exchanges? Well, it's like Expedia or Travelocity when it comes down to booking a trip. So you can find ways where you can buy health insurance, let you compare plans, and within minutes you can find out whether the federal government will pay for part of the premiums or not, okay? Prices vary based on your income, employer-provided work, insurance, things to that effect. You have a particular criteria that will be applied when you sign up and you put in your information. Will the plans be expensive or more than the plans cost now? Some of them are likely to cost more than the minimal coverage plans on the market now, but that's because you get more coverage. Okay, so that was definitely brought in. Okay, can you get help paying for insurance if you need it? You can get possibly a federal government subsidy, but with the government shutdown, that might be a delay, so don't look to that. Okay, it depends on how much you make and at what your family size is, but the subsidies can be very generous. It is a complicated formula, but families with incomes up to $94,000 might get a subsidy, and there's a calculator online in that field that works. Okay? There is a big exception for people who make very little money, okay? They're going to expand Medicaid to cover people who earn less than 138% of the federal poverty level, okay? So you can all look and see what applies to you on these exchanges. You can compare rates right in front of you, and in minutes you'll find out whether the federal government will pay for part of your premiums or whether you have to foot the bill alone. Now, if you don't want to pay, there will be a fine, okay, depending on your income. If you're already sick, it's called a pre-existing condition, and right now insurance companies can refuse to cover you if you're sick, or they can refuse to pay for some conditions such as diabetes if you've had it before you bought the insurance. With Obamacare, that rule was obliterated. Okay, now they have to take you whether you are sick or not. Okay, Tuesday is just the first day. You have up to, let's see what it says. You have up to 6 months to sign up for the health insurance during what's called an open enrollment. If you get signed up by December 15th, your insurance plan goes into effect on January 1st of 2014. Where do you get started? You go to www.healthcare.gov, and you can enter your zip code or your state, and they will tell you what to do. So that's one of the things involved. We are going to now go into, I am trying to find the preparation for you in the event that we have a shutdown. So here's what will be involved if the shutdown happens. More than a third of federal workers will be told to stay home if the government shuts down, and it will force the closure of national parks from California to Maine and all Smithsonian museums. Low to moderate income borrowers and first-time borrowers on home buyers seeking government-backed mortgages will face delays. Okay? Supervisors, if you're a supervisor at a government agency, your meetings already began on Thursday to decide which employees will report to work and which would not, okay? And the contingency plans are being ordered by the Office of Management and Budget, or OMB. Okay, the details about the shutdowns for each agency was expected to be posted on the OMB and individual agency websites by Friday. Right, or Tuesday, the notices will be sent on Tuesday, the beginning of the new fiscal year. If you are deemed essential, you will be working without pay until the shutdown is over. And once the Congress does approve new funding, they would receive retroactive pay. Active duty military personnel are exempt from furloughs, as are the employees of the United States Postal Service, which doesn't depend on annual appropriations for Congress. Now, how long will the shutdown last? That's not known, but the last and longest one was 3 weeks long. So that's the best that we could tell you there. The National Park Service was expected to announce the specific impact of the shutdown on Friday. A contingency plan was prepared in 2011, the last time a shutdown loomed. So we don't know what's going to happen. We have a little less than 2 hours left before the big decision is announced, and hopefully everybody will be ready. Hopefully anything that you need can get you by till these people get to their senses and start to do it. But most of all you big wigs up in the big old Oval Office, could you try to think like human beings? Think about yourselves as being a person that's vulnerable to being a contractor of a disease, to someone who may have contracted it that can't be seen by a doctor. Can you look past your ledgers? Can you look past your P&L reports? Can you look past all of your bank statements and just think for a minute that this is a temporary situation for now to get the economy back up where people could be insured even in an economic crunch so that we don't having a national epidemic in health happen as well as having our financial problems and our unemployment and our budget cuts? Why is it that the first thing that all of you think about doing is cutting things that people need to survive rather than cutting things that are just a bonus? Why food stamps? Why public assistance? Why jobs? Why health care? Why fight down something that everybody can benefit from? Why do that? I'm all for you. I'm all for protecting your business. I am not speaking on doing anything that's detrimental to your actual business. I am talking about thinking twice about cutting the employees, the people that will reproduce and yield for you. The people that are your products and services, productivity. Keeping them healthy because that's your investment. Keeping people around them healthy so that when they're coming in on the commute to work, they don't pick up a virus that they can't be treated for, or the person who has the virus can't be treated. You may not see it now, but the pennies that you're giving out will eventually save the dollars and bring in more dollars if you keep your people healthy, if you keep this company floating, this country floating. If you stop pointing fingers and blaming other things as scapegoats for personal decisions that you're making. Stop trying to protect your annual cruises when the cruise can wait. This is all that I'm saying. I'm not saying anything. I understand what it is with business, but listen, a government shutdown will force certain businesses to close anyway. So can't we get into these political talks and start thinking like grown people, and people being the key word? Why is it that everybody has to be in a certain area before they're entitled to basic rights of living? It's unfortunate that we don't have what you have, or some people don't have what you have. But all of this years that our country has been up there has been from people funding, those that had and could. That's what gave you the voting power, the authority to speak, the authority to make a decision, was what you contributed into it. It made you a partner of some sort. But you're voting against human rights to live and to live healthy because you don't want to take away from your Christmas fund or just simply don't want to take it out of your business or your pockets. That should not be a gripe. Should not be a gripe. It should not be a deciding factor in something this heavy. This should not be something. Should not be something that you're thinking about. Should not be something that you're thinking about. And it's very, very sad to vote this down at this moment, to shut down the government because you don't want to give up some of your money, to shut down people because you feel that as long as you're okay, it's fine. To walk around with the air of NIMBY, the not in my backyard syndrome. To shut down your nation, your businesses, your workers. To force workers to go in and work when everybody else is not working because they are in the middle of being a part of a club you formed. The essential club. To force these men and women to come into work and not be able to feed their families until you guys come to a communication point. All of this because you don't want to give people health care. Obama did not say shut down or become robots or give up your assets or shut down your businesses to give us your money to put there. He said give a portion of what you can afford. That's what he said. Give a shutdown. Give a little bit of what you can afford. Now you're going to shut down the government? Checking what the latest update is as it stands right now. Two hours ago, they were still deadlocked, but the Republicans were trying hard to sway the Democrats over to their side to avoid a shutdown. That's not really what's going to happen. So it looks like they're pretty much deadlocked. Let's see where we're at 10:13 p.m. Really, really upsetting. Okay. 3 hours ago, they're preparing for a shutdown. They're hoping for a deal. 3 hours ago, they're deadlocked. This is sad. America is a giant, and we are acting like we are not, like we are in daycare right now, and we can't decide who gets the best truck in the toy group. That's what this is sounding like. You are dealing with people. You are dealing with something that can affect you too. Viruses don't see rich. Viruses and bacteria don't see neighborhoods. Illnesses don't see color. They're not going to stop going into your body because you're rich or because you're white or because you're black or because you live over in the suburbs. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. We have 14 minutes left in this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. So my final thoughts on the situation is going to be that I want no government shutdown. I'm hoping and imploring all of you to please, if you are part of the people that needs to contribute, please think past what looks like a hit and think about the long-run benefits. Really read the Obamacare fact sheet. Really look at what this man is asking you for. Really look at the overall benefits of what's going to happen. Really take a look at your children and your mothers and fathers, your husbands, your wives, and take a look and ask yourself, if they were to go to a regular pool and come back, and suddenly their skin is a little defective, or they're coughing and you don't know why, or they're bleeding out their nose and you don't understand, and then you find out that you were in a place where somebody was that sick. Wouldn't you want the person that caused that to happen to be treated and cured, and whatever it is that they could contribute from that to help the rest of us find the cure? Couldn't that be enough for you to overlook what seems like the worst thing that you can do, which is give up some of your money? Wouldn't you rather have a productive workplace where your workers are healthy or can be seen by a doctor immediately with affordable health care, where they're not being pressed financially to take what they're working hard to get from you and have to put it back into prescriptions? This is not about who you like as your president. This is not about who your coworker is. This is not about whether you like a certain race of people or not. This is about the fact that health problems affect everyone. Health care is needed by everyone. And Obama is not even saying that you're going to get the gold package, that everyone's going to get the gold package of premiums. He's saying Affordable Health Care Act. Again, the number here in our last 10 minutes is 347-327-9967. We're going to take one final break, and on the way back, I will close out the segment this evening. We're going to go out with Paramore's Ain't It Fun. I'll be back in 4.5 minutes.
Defeating on. Baby, now you're one of us. Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun?
On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends, everyone. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Okay, we are down to our last 4 minutes, and I just would like to say that I want to thank every one of you that have involved themselves with the pre-broadcast conversation today. I want to thank the Real World Black News Group for all of their input. I want to thank my Facebook listeners and friends and fam out there that have also contributed their thoughts and viewpoints on this. I want to thank everyone that has emailed the show and emailed me personally and has given their input. I want to thank the person in the chat room right now, the people in the chat room, for being here, and thanking every one of you that have been supporting us to this point. This is an important situation. We are an hour and a half away from finding out whether this government is going to be shut down or not. And I would like to implore you guys once again to please think it through. Okay, think past your ledgers. Please think past your books, your Christmas funds, your yacht clubs, all of these things. And think about the fact that these are human beings that can get sick, that can pass off to you, that if they're not treated, they can become an epidemic across the nation and make things worse. Think about the fact that those of us that can stay healthy and continue to work in your companies can help continue to yield productivity. Okay? And it benefits everyone. He did not ask for everybody to shut down or fold down or can employees or whatever. He asks for whatever it is that you can afford to do, you would have to fund some of it. Most of it, because you are in a higher class of income. But think about it. Giving out this particular investment helps to increase the chances of us remaining healthy and stopping things from becoming more outrageous. What we're not going to want to come see in another month or two that there's a new string of swine flu coming out, or there's a new unstoppable, you know, string of HIV or whatever it is that can't be cured, or we don't know where it came from, or the person that had it wasn't treated because it went so long. That's all that I'm asking of you guys to do, all of you that can. under no circumstances is my viewpoint that you guys should just fold up your business and stop thinking that way. I'm saying to start looking into what can be compromised or improvised. What can you take a little bit from to make the bigger picture work? Because you'll get whatever you take out back by keeping people healthy. That's my viewpoint on it. So until tomorrow night, everybody at 8:30, be blessed, be a blessing, make a difference. God bless you, and pray that we do not have a shutdown by midnight tonight. I hope all of you can get up in the morning and report to work with pay. Good night, everyone.
On the Edge, we'll talk about real issues.